Jessie Nutt with you this morning. Now, I hate to say it, but I remember country music icon Adam Brand from when I was little, and then I remember him being on Dancing with the Stars at some stage. It feels like a million years ago now, but he's always been such a key part of the country music scene in Australia, and he's just released a new single. It's called I'm Coming Home. This is a little taste for you. Coming home. Love him on 2NM, and he joins me this morning. Adam, how you doing?
Oh, not bad for a million-year-old bloke. Thanks for that.
Yeah, happy Wednesday.
Yeah, happy Wednesday. Get that into you.
You have had such a successful career, though. I mean, if we look at it, so many Golden Guitar Awards, various other awards as well, and you've always just been awesome.
Oh, well, that, you know what, that, you really just made up for calling me a million years old, so thank you for that. Flattery will get you everywhere.
That's exactly right, Adam. I'm a fast learner.
You are very good. thanks, love. You know, look, I feel like I've been around forever too, you know, but I just love it. I just love singing and performing for people and, you know, so yeah, it's my life.
That's awesome. Well, tell us about this latest single. It's called I'm Coming Home. What was the idea behind this one?
You know, being disconnected from your family, from your home, is something that a lot of people over the years in history have always felt. You know, people who go off and serve our country, people who travel for a living. But I think over the last 18 months, you know, the whole world has experienced it. You know, we all just go, oh, I just want to stay home. I just want to get home. I just want to be home. And so this song sort of came out of that emotion.
Mm. How, for you personally, have the last 12 months been? I mean, the music industry suffered immensely for a big chunk of the COVID pandemic. Everything was cancelled. Mm. You know, being able to go out and perform gigs just wasn't a happening thing.
Mm. Yeah, that's right. You know, it certainly did pull the rug out from the whole music industry's feet. But I think, look, when things change, you've got to try and change with it. You've just got to find ways through and find different paths. So, you know, things are starting to level out again for us and for the world. And you know, so I think it's just navigating your way through. I personally went and spent time with my family out in the outback. You know, got in an old bus and went out outback. So you just got to find your own way, I think, you know.
Yeah. And I think, like, for a lot of people, we've all used the last 12 months, if we could, to spend more time with family and to realise what's really important.
Yeah, and something I really noticed while I was out there, Jess, was, you know, there's so many, because we spent 7 months out there, and so many people, so many caravans, and four-wheel drives, and people just taking trips that used to just jump on a plane and go overseas. They were in our own backyard, you know, and I think it was a pretty wonderful thing.
Yeah, to see our own backyard, I know I've done a lot of it the last 12 months, travelling around, obviously mostly just New South Wales, but even driving through some of outback Queensland as well over Christmas. I mean, it's just, you realise how amazing our country is.
Yeah, you know, and all those little communities have started to really benefit from people going through too, you know. So I think that's a silver lining, certainly, here in Australia, that's happening for all these young little towns, little places, communities, families are benefiting, you know.
Yeah. And for you career-wise, I mean, we'll put COVID-19 on the list of memorable things over the last 20-odd years. What else has been memorable for you? You supported Taylor Swift on her tour in the US in 2011. That would have been pretty big.
Yeah, that was pretty big, mate. But, look, by far the biggest thing for me is I became a dad in 2019. The 10th of May 2019 will forever be the one of the best days of my life, you know. So a little baby girl, she's 22 months old, her name's Pepper.
Aww.
And you know, a bit of an old dad, a million years old and having your first kid. I mean, you know, that's impressive, right?
I'm not gonna live this down, am I?
No, I'm not gonna live it down.
Well, the new single's out, Adam. Are we expecting an album? I know you're going to be doing a little bit of touring this year.
Yeah, a little bit of touring, not a whole heap. I'm still waiting to see what happens with everything, you know. But Not really an album in the works. The song just sort of came out of just time, spending time in the studio because I had time.
Yeah.
So I wasn't really strategically making an album. But yes, we'll see. Something will come out of it and just keep making music, I think, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, Adam is going to be at the Big Country Festival in Berry in May. The Gympie Muster, that's going to be huge. And the Wandering Campout Festival as well at the end of the year.
Yeah, going to get out to a few little remote spots and play gigs.
Fantastic. We love it. Well, Adam, you're welcome on my show anytime. Whether or not you accept my phone call next time is up in the air. But thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're an absolute delight. Thank you, Jess. And I'll come back and speak to you before I'm 2 million, okay? I'm going to come back before that.
Done deal.